Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am so excited with our guest today. Her name is Marcy Dicato. She's with Creative Solutions Marketing and Printing. She's one of the co-owners, and she's a marketing and advertising expert. I want to give you just a little bit of a short bio on her, and then I'm going to have her tell us more about who she really is. She was born and raised in Colombia. She has a bachelor's degree in advertising and 3 associate degrees, marketing, business administration, and computer graphics. Marcy combines creativity and credentials to develop powerful and effective campaigns that persuade consumers into purchasing a particular product or service. Marcy is an exceptional designer and branding specialist. 14 years in the direct mail industry and 33 years in the marketing and advertising industry makes her an expert in this field. So welcome, Marcy, and tell us, who is Marcy Dicato?
Hi, Robbie, and thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Hello, everybody. Okay, well, let's start with my name. My name is, you're going to be surprised. My name is Diana Marcela. It's not Marcy, it's Diana Marcela. And yes, I was born in Colombia, raised in Colombia. I came to the United States when I had just turned 21 in 1987. Why do they call me Marcy? When I came here, people didn't know how to say Marcela for whatever reason. It was difficult for them. And somebody once called me Marcy, and we were at a party, and ever since, all those like 50 people that were there, they started calling me Marcy, and that's how I got baptized, I guess. So, interesting story. It has given me a lot of problems throughout my, at the beginning of my life here, because my insurance, my health insurance, and everywhere, I was one way, and my passport and my identification, I was in a different way. So, they didn't believe who I was, I guess. Anyways, yes, I was born and raised in Colombia, South America. I come from a beautiful family. My mom and dad are still alive. They live in Colombia. I have just one brother. There's not too many kids in the family, in the immediate family. My brother has a kid. I don't have any kids. I got married almost immediately after I got here. And the way I came to this country, it was a present from my parents. I had just graduated from college, and my mom brought me here, and I had already started dating my cousin, long distance cousin. You know, we are really related somehow, but anyways, and we were in love, and we went to Vegas, eloped, and didn't tell anybody. So that was kind of like disaster in my family, because I'm the only girl, girl in the family. So it was just not a very good news for mom and dad. Anyways, my marriage lasted 9 years, and then I met my husband, my current husband, Tom, and we have been married for 24 years. Like I said, I have no kids. I have a furry one. Her name is Momiche. I love my little doggie. She's getting old, but I love her. let me see. What else do I tell you? I never in my life imagined that I was going to live in the United States. I came here as a vacation. I got married, so I stayed here. But I have made a great life in the United States, even though my soul is in Colombia, but my heart is in America. I love America, and I go to my country every time I have a chance. I go on vacation for Christmas, New Year's. I love celebrating and being there with them. I miss them to death, but with the communication system the way it is nowadays, I get to see them every day. I use WhatsApp, and we get on the camera a couple of times a day sometimes with my mom, my dad, so I get to see them. My brother lives in Mexico, and I get to see him and talk to him often, too. So I am very close to my family. My mom has a large family, so I have a great deal of cousins and uncles and aunts, and everybody adores me, and I adore them. So I stay in tune with everybody. We have a group, a chat group, and we tell jokes all day long in there. I don't even have time to read all that. But anyways, we still, just long story short, we stay in touch. I am very Colombian. My accent has never left me. That's fortunate and unfortunate. But
so,
I guess it's part of my trademark. Yes.
That's great. What challenges have you faced during your business career, and how have you overcome them?
I have several dark moments through my career. And the first one was my brother was living here. He came here and he stayed here with me for 2 years. And we started the business. We started actually, it was called DRC Solutions, and it was more geared at computer systems and building computer systems and computers. And I was offering graphic design and a little bit of advertising. But when he left, I had to rebrand myself because I wasn't the computer technician. I was more the creative part of it. So I had to rename the company it. So I overcame that by, you know, getting very involved in the Chamber of Commerce and in different organizations. I started being part of Suroptimus International and Toastmasters and other groups that gave me the platform to promote my business and who I was really, because people were giving me these phone calls to come and fix their computers, and that was not me. That was more my brother. So that was a huge challenge and almost destroyed the business, but I was able to overcome that and made, you know, come out from there. And a second difficult time was 2010 when the economy crashed and my business kind of went with it. I was having a hard time with the business. People were not doing marketing or printing, and I had to go look for a job. So it was very difficult to go from being a business owner to being an employee. But God had a plan for me. And I will tell you after, you know, later in the conversation why it was a blessing more than a challenge. At the beginning, when it happened, it seemed like a challenge. But I get to meet Gigi, my business partner, and at a networking group when I was promoting my business. And she, I actually asked her if the company where she was, if they had an opportunity for me to do a little bit of graphic design or for them to outsource that part to me. And she told me, you got to be kidding me, Marcy. The graphic designer is in the hospital, and we need a graphic designer like yesterday. So long story short, I started working there, and I worked there for 4 years. And so that networking group where I met her didn't really turn my business around, but it gave me the opportunity to find a job. So that was the blessing.
Well, tell us about your business journey. How did you start? And then also you can incorporate, what seeds did you sow in order to get where you are today?
Okay. So I mentioned Gigi. Gigi is my business partner. And after 4 years of working together, she came to me and she said, Marcy, I just want to go on my own. I want to start my own business. And I was very hesitant. I told her, you know, been there, had done that. I really don't have the energy to do it again. And I was not happy, but I was comfortable. And I was relaxed. I didn't want to do it again. There's a long story behind that because of what was happening at the company, but I decided to go on the business venture with her, and it's been the best decision ever. We have been in business for 3 years, and we are still growing, and we are doing fantastic. So what seeds we sow in order to get where we're today? One of the
Everybody,
reasons. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the reasons Gigi and I get along so well is because we have the same beliefs. It is very important for us to establish relationships more with the customer more than just selling them something. So we don't have a one-time customers. We have long-term business relationships, and we make time to coach them. So they don't waste their energy and money on things that are not going to work. We offer marketing consultations so they can utilize their resources in an effective way. And the same goes with our chain of supplies. Some of them even come to our home office frequently, and we have a great relationship with them. So what seeds we sow is the seeds of trust, reliability, delivery, experience, and friendship. And these come back to us multiplied by 10. We don't build database of customers. We establish more than that, a business relationship that lasts forever. So that's how we have sow all these seeds that we put out there.
That's great. Everybody has their own definition of success. What does success mean to you?
Okay, well, success to me is an illusion, just kind of like happiness. It's an illusion. It seems like many people that appear to be successful because of, for the most part, we stereotype what success looks like. You know, the beautiful clothes, driving an expensive car, a huge house. But are those people successful? I don't know. To me, it has nothing to do with money or power. It is more achieving the goals that you set to yourself or for yourself. So every time you reach a goal, you are successful. So how that translates in my world is I have a successful growing business with a wonderful partner. I have a successful marketing career that I get to use to train customers and educate them so they get to grow their business as well. So that is what success means to me.
That's great. If you would have the opportunity to start all over, what would you do different?
Well, Robbie, I have already had that opportunity. I was blessed to have the opportunity to start all over. I thought I was already done, and God put this person in my way, in my road, and this opportunity to start the business again. And the things that I was doing wrong before, I was doing it all by myself. And to grow a business, it is very difficult if it's just you. At one time, I was told, a business is like a little fish, put a small fish, like one of those gold, how do you call those red fish? I don't remember the names of them. But if you put them in a small tank, they don't grow. They stay like that. But if you put them in a huge tank, those fish grow very, very big. And that's the same concept with a business. So this time around, what I will tell anybody is have a partner that complements each other's strengths. That's how we have grown, because Gigi has her strengths, I have mine, and we complement each other very, very well. Having a good accountant. When I had my business the first time, I was doing the books, and I am terrible with administration and terrible with numbers. I have a creative mind, but don't put a spreadsheet in front of me with numbers, because I will screw it up. And so having a good accountant and a good administrator is very, very important for your business. And acknowledging your weaknesses and delegating those areas. So when you know that you're not good at something, make sure that you have the team or the people that back it up and that can do that type of the business that you don't know how to do, but it is important for the business to grow.
Let's say you are taking a young woman under your wings to be an entrepreneur. What would be the best advice you can give her, and how would you help? Like if she was starting a business or a small business person came to you to start a business, how would you be able to help them to have a great brand and to be able to start off right?
Okay. We have had the opportunity to have interns, and I have gone to a high school class and talked to the kids, and I have three things that are very important to me before talking about the business itself. The entrepreneur in me tells them to never underestimate the size of a customer. A small deal very quickly can turn into something great, and if you do things right, if the customer is happy, it can turn into a huge customer, and a happy customer will make sure that everybody knows. So, and the woman in me will tell her to put her heart on everything she does. When you work with passion, when your passion reflects on the end product, you will have customers for life, and your business will succeed, even at the same time having fun, enjoying what you're doing, and you don't feel like you're working a day in your life. The third thing that I will tell her is attitude will drive your day. When you treat people right, no matter what the situation is, everything is much easier. I don't know if you notice, if you go to the post office and somebody comes out and you smile at that person, that's a huge factor in how your day goes and how you deliver your business and how people receive the business from you. Well, you know, I'm all about branding, and some of you have probably listened or watched my presentation about branding, and it is very important to be very consistent and know that if you want a message about your company, about yourself, if you're branding yourself, about your product, the entire branding has to carry from the beginning all the way to the end consumer. So from the person who answers the phone and to the person who is producing that good, everything, all your slogan, the message, it has to deliver a message, and it has to be who you are and why is it that you exist as a business. I have another presentation about graphic design, and I'm going to be giving it soon at NAFI. And it's, when I am very passionate about graphic design, and when you have the fonts, the colors, the slogan, the graphics, everything that carries on your brand, and you put it on all your marketing pieces, people will recognize it every time they see it. And every time they see a symbol or some sort of font or something that you have been using over and over, or a slogan, they don't need to read much. They just, even from far, they will recognize who you are. So being consistent and having all these aspects that I just mentioned are very important for an entrepreneur and to have a very successful business.
So if a company is just starting out, things that they first have to have?
If a company is starting out, what type of things have they need to have? And you're talking about marketing-wise?
Yeah, marketing things, yeah.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, they know what they do. You know, they have a product, and they know they want this product. They want to build this product. They want to sell the product, but they don't know how to put it out there. They don't know how to bring awareness. So bringing awareness, it's as important as being in business, because if you're in business and let's say you open your doors and nobody knows about it, it's like having nothing, right? So
right.
Knowing what media to use, and of course, I mean, once we develop your logo, put in your package, you know, your business cards, your brochure, your flyer, a website, building some strategic on social media. Once you have all that, you need to build a marketing plan. Put in place a marketing plan. And I could help you throughout that, building your marketing plan, all the way from, you know, identifying your uniqueness. Why is it that people will go to you and not to the guy next door? Why who are your competition? Who is your target audience? And what media you are going to use to put this awareness out there? All these steps, one at a time, we will build a marketing plan that will deliver the message and will keep you in front of your audience and above your competition, and just for a successful so you can start getting business frequently.
That's great. Because most women have a big heart, it's difficult for us to say no. What would you say no to, and why?
Those who know me, they know that I most of the time I say yes, and that was one of my big faults when I had the business before Gigi. I was very overwhelmed between the business and the volunteer work. Many days it seemed like I was doing more volunteer stuff than being productive. So I had to learn how to say no to some of the volunteer tasks. I was part of the board of the Chamber of Commerce in Corona. I was the president of Suroptimus. I was president of several networking groups. I was the founder of one group. So spreading myself way, way too thin. And when you're in marketing, it seems like it's easy to get involved and for people to get you on every committee. So I just had to learn how to say no, when to say yes, because I don't want people to think that they should say no every time. It is important to build that sphere of influence and to be part of your community. But just identify what's best for you and separate 10 to 20% of your time, but don't let it overtake your entire time because you still need to do your business. So that's when I will say no. And when you say yes, if that organization agrees to put your logo or promote you or give you some sort of advertisement in return, that way it's not money that is coming out from that organization, but somehow you feel like you're compensated with some recognition, that's the way it should be done.
That's good. We are all living in a difficult time all over the world. How are you and your business dealing with the COVID-19 situation? And also, be sure and let people know how they can reach you, and we'll probably still have a little time. You can tell them all the different things you guys do. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think we're all reinventing ourselves. All the online meetings, webinars, conferences are opening new horizons, and these tools have been available for us for the longest time, and we have just now utilizing it to the highest potential. I also think that when this whole problem goes away, many people are going to want to stay with using this technology to conduct business, to be honest with you. But anyways, our business has taken an interesting direction. We have the chain of providers for promotional products, because that's one of the services that we provide. And they also produce medical supplies, and there's a huge, huge demand for medical supplies these days. You know, the face masks, the medical gloves, the hand sanitizers, thermometers, all these supplies, wipes that we can help the community in small, medium, or large amounts, and that's keeping us very busy these days. So if you need any of them, especially the face masks, all these supplies are out of the shelves. You know, wherever you go, you would not find them. So unfortunately, they are not. If this is the time where the price is a little high, we're trying our best to put it at a reasonable, accessible price. But if you need any, just let us know. You could call Gigi or you could call me. My number is 951-707-6338, or you could call Gigi at 951-315-8840. You could email us. My email is Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at creativesolutionsmktg.com, or visit us at creativesolutions.com and find out more about our business. There's many other services that we provide. Right now, many of you might not be thinking of marketing, but we do, of course, graphic design. We offer any type of printing. I always tell my customers we can print on any surface but skin. So we don't do tattoos, but anything else we can do. All the way from your banners, your tablecloths, your apparel, of course, printed materials, any of your brochures, flyers, newsletters, even we can design all the way from your logo, your book cover, if you're writing any books, I don't know, posters, any material, any marketing material that you may think we can put together for you. We can also help you with your website and any postings for social media. You know, if you need design for postings, just let us know if you need help with your marketing. Even if we can do your marketing plan and help you carry it out all throughout, so you don't waste any money or time on things that might not work for your industry.
You're also available to speak. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Actually, I love to speak. I am a Toastmasters, and Robbie has given me the opportunity to speak on many of her NAFI groups right now, GSFEs, and I have been speaking. I have like 10 speaking engagements throughout April and May. I have several topics in marketing and graphic design and public speaking that you could book me for, and just let me know when and where, and I will do my best to be there.
Give them your contact information again. We're down to about 2 minutes.
Okay. Yes, my name again is Marcy Decato, Creative Solutions Marketing and Printing. My number is 951-707-6338. My email is Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at creativesolutionsmktg.com. And MKTG is an abbreviation of marketing. And
also solutions has an S on it, doesn't it, in the website?
Plural, yes.
Oh, plural.
Solutions with an S. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yes.
Well, is there, you have like 2 minutes and one last word, like the last bite.
Okay. Last thing. Okay, a couple of things that I treasure in my life are my friends, my family, and my health. And I want you all to be very, very healthy. Stay at home if you can and take care of yourselves. If you need us for anything, let us know and we will be more than happy to help you.
Again,
thank you,
our number
for having me today.
You're welcome. And again, Marcy's number is 951-707-6338. And their website is www.creativesolutionsmarketing.com. And it's MKTG for marketing. And
yes,
they do
perfect.
Many things, and I've had the experience of using having them designed for me, and they're amazing. So you won't go wrong. So give them a call and check out. And if you, like she said, if you need any mask or anything or know anybody, have them check it out, because they're not easy to find anywhere. So I want to thank
you,
everybody, for the show today. And thank you again, Marcy, for being on the show.
A pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock with another great guest. And the show is over live now, but you can tune in anytime because it goes to archive and you can listen whenever you want. And it's going to be just click on the link again. Bye now.
Bye now. Thank you, Robbie.
You're welcome.